और
I'm holding on to the end, and I will be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in you. And Lord, I'm staying in your will. And I won't give up, oh no, or give in. And I'm holding on to the end. And I will be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in you. And Lord, I'm staying in your will, staying in your will, yeah, I'm staying in your will, I'm staying, Lord, I make this vow, I'm staying in your will, I'm staying, and I'm staying in your will, I'm staying, Lord, said I'm staying in your will, and I promise you, Lord, I am staying in your will, in your will, Lord, I'm staying in your will. Bread of life sent down from glory, and many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, saying, yeah. Bread of heaven sent down, sent down from glory. Many things. You were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say, awesome ruler, gentle redeemer. Ah, with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you. And what do we call him? Yeshua, Yeshua, that's what we call you. Manger born, hung on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Yeshua, Yeshua, that's what we call you. Manger born, hung on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word. You are the living word. You are the living word. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Can't wait until the favor happens, till the blessing happens. Let's praise him in advance. Because I've had my share of ups and downs, times when there was no one around. The Lord came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. And I've had my share of ups and downs. Times when there was no one around. And God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. So guess what? I started singing. And I started clapping. And I started dancing. But people were laughing because they knew my problems and they knew my pain. But I knew God would take them away. And I knew the Lord would take it all away. That's why I praise him in advance. That's why I praise him with a dance. Why? Because he's given me a second chance. Come on and praise him in advance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Never would have made it. Never, ever, ever would have made it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you, Lord. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say I'm stronger. Thank you, Lord. I'm wiser. I am better. So much better. Never would have made it. Thank you, Lord. And lastly, as I look back over my life, and I can see how your love has guided me. And even though I've done wrong, you never left me alone. But you forgave me. And you kept on blessing. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. It's because of your mercy that we are not consumed. Because thy compassions fail not, they are true every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Come on, come on. You've been so faithful. As I look back over my life, I can see how your love has guided me. And even though I've done wrong, you never left me alone. But you forgave me, yes. And you kept on blessing. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. Come on. It's because of your mercy that we are not consumed. Because thy compassions fail not, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, you've been so faithful. Come on, come on. Lord, you've been so faithful. And this is our testimony. Come on, come on. And I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackles and you set me free. How you made a way out of no way. Turn my darkness into day. You've been my joy in the time of sorrow. Hope for my tomorrow. Peace in the time of storm. Sick when I'm weak and worn. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackle and you set me free. How you made a way out of no way. Turn my darkness into day. You've been my joy in the time of sorrow. Hope for my tomorrow. Peace in the time of storm. When I'm weak and worn, and my strength when I'm weak and worn. Lord, you've been so faithful. Even though sometimes I didn't do what you wanted me to do. And you've been, Lord, you've been so faithful. Even though sometimes I didn't say what you wanted me to say. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord.
Glory. Glad they muted out. It was shout was high. Shout was on its way. Glory be to God. Good morning to the TMC family. This is Keisha Lee once again from Cincinnati, Ohio, welcoming you, welcoming the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Mighty, mighty, mighty good God. Hallelujah. We come before you with bowed hearts this morning, thanking you for the 3 days. Hallelujah. Our Lord and our Savior, he got up. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that it pleased you. Hallelujah. That you bruised him, God, that you allowed him to die on Calvary for us because you loved us so. Hallelujah. But in 3 days, hallelujah, you gave him the power, all power in his hands. We're grateful today. Hallelujah. We're grateful for our Lord and our Savior. Father, we call on your anointing. Hallelujah. That destroys yokes and removes every burden to be on this call today, to be on every soul, hallelujah, represented here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do what you do, mighty God. Hallelujah. Move mountains on our behalf. Hallelujah. Set the crooked path straight. Make the rough places smooth. God, do what you do. Hallelujah. For your people, God, we forever would give your name the praise and glory and honor because you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. We thank you that your son sits on your right hand, almighty God, and we humble ourselves, hallelujah, at his feet on today. We're grateful that he got up. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for each and every person, God. Meet their needs on today. Father, thank you for the Artist Life family, God. Meet their needs on today. Father, the word bear on today. Hallelujah. Sanctify them, holy God. Father God, as this was the last day, the last supper, God, prepare a table right now for the word bear, God, to bring a feast to the table. Hallelujah. With your word on today. Father, we thank you today. We love you today. We magnify your name for your truth. Truly worthy of the praise. These are the things that we ask in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Hallelujah and amen. Host, are you there?
Okay, I'm unmuted now. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Prigioner. Take it away.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your heart and in your spirit, man. Glory to God. We give God glory for you, and thank you so much for tagging the day in 3 days. That's a reminder, in 3 days. And yes, Jesus is truly Lord. Good morning, good morning, TMC family. I tell you, we have started this continued this holy week. Yes, giving God praise and giving God glory. As I'm Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and along with the founders of this call, who is Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, on behalf of them, say welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary, where this call started back in October 2010. Again, I want to say thank you to our Minister Ruth, who started this the day off this morning with praise and worship, allowing God to use you. Thank you so much. Our scripture that we stand on is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we invite you to invite others to come to the Master's call, to come to the Master's table and get a feast like never before. We have a website that you can go to any time of the day or the hour. It is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net, and you'll notice that the messages have been archived there as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry. You can sing as unto the Lord, like Minister Ruth did this morning. You can greet our people as they come onto the call, like our Minister Keisha did. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word that in your belly that God has poured into you to pour unto others. And we invite you to do so. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, we have We can take your prayer requests. You can send your prayer requests and praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. But on Fridays, in our second half of our call, we will take verbally your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. But tomorrow is Good Friday, and we will be celebrating with communion tomorrow. So bring your elements and just let's have the Lord's Supper together as we remember the day that Jesus died on the cross for us, and I tell you, gave us a right to the tree of life. So that will be tomorrow on Good Friday. Now, and this will be in the first half of the call as well. Now, also, I want to share with you that what really brought us, most of us together, is this wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artist International. It is now Artist Life, and it's been established by the Diaz de Leon family well over 30 years ago, and we definitely have some wonderful products. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they will share more information with you. Now, today is Testimonial Thursday on the morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Again, today, Testimonial Thursday, phenomenal days where you can hear some awesome testimonies, and Director Claudette Brown will be hosting that call. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have another phenomenal message this morning from another phenomenal woman of God. And she was born in New York City. She is definitely not a stranger to this call because she has served in such a capacity with not only giving the word, but I'm telling you, she's in the background doing a lot of work that you don't see. She has been a blessing to the Master's Call, and we so appreciate her. She is by trade an electrical engineer. She has a son, our son, Christopher, who is a gentle giant, a loving young man, and loves the Lord. She is a woman of God who had lived in Atlanta, and now she is in San Antonio. She has been ordained and trained as a prophet of God, and prayer is her focus, and she knows that God had called her to pray and share his word. So we're so thankful that she's going to come before us. She is an author of the books, When God Bursts the Ministry. She is the founder of Speak Life Christian Ministries, and we know that God has another word for us this morning. She's been in the series I Am, and I'm telling you, it's been powerful. So now I am introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our wonderful, dynamic Prophet Kai in San Antonio, Texas. Are you there, Prophet Kai?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General. Thank you for that warm and welcoming introduction. I had to look around and say, Lord, is she talking about me? Is she talking about me? So thank you. And again, Minister Ruth for worshiping this morning and Minister Keisha for just praying us in and seating and greeting our people. And, of course, we want to thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their yes is why we can be here today for such a time as this on this Monday, Thursday. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who without him this Holy Week would not be possible, nor would we be here in right relationship, restored back to Daddy, and the Holy Spirit would not be resting, ruling, and abiding with us. Before we start the message, we're just going to do a quick history lesson on what Monday, Thursday is, and, you know, in Dr. Vanessa fashion, we'll just do a quick history. Monday, Thursday, or Holy Thursday, is also known as Great and Holy Thursday or Holy and Great Thursday, Covenant Thursday, Sheer Thursday, and Thursday of Mysteries. And it is a Christian holy day falling on the Thursday before Easter. It's commemorated by celebrating the Lord's Supper, by the washing of the feet, and those are generally the two ways that we celebrate Holy Thursday. It is the fifth Thursday of Holy Week. It's preceded by Holy Wednesday, or which they call Spy Wednesday, and followed by Good Friday. Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, or commandment, reflecting Jesus' words, I give you a new commandment. And so that is where the word comes from, and that is how we celebrate it. And in that time, there was the washing of the feet, the celebrating of the first Holy Communion. So that is the history behind Maundy Thursday. Now, last time I was with you, we started out with, we continued with the series, I Am, and it was I Am Love. And had I known that I would be ministering today at that point, I might have waited, because this is where Jesus gives us the new commandment, that we are to love the Lord our God with all our mind and all our heart, and we are to love thy neighbor as ourselves. So we're still going to talk about I Am Love and in the I Am series that we're doing. Now, as we look at this Holy Thursday and we think about what Jesus knew he was coming into, what he understood that was going to happen to him, what he was going to have to suffer so that he could restore us to right relationship, Jesus made a choice to love us in spite of the fact that we were still in sin. So John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. So we're going to talk about I am love, but now we're going to talk about love from the point of us loving each other, not us loving God, not us loving Jesus, because that's the easy part. It's easy to love God because he sent Jesus to the cross for us so that we could be restored. It's easy to love Jesus because he chose, made a choice. Think about that. Just take a second to stop and think about that. He chose to be pierced in his side, to have nails put in his hands, in his feet, in his ankles, so that he could return us to right relationship with God while we were yet in sin. So it's easy to love Jesus. But before he went, he goes, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Yeah, think about that. We love each other enough to lay down our lives for one another, to prop each other up, to pray for each other when we know we're in times of need. We love one another as he loved us. Now, that's saying something. And that's a hard thing sometimes, because we humans can be hard to love at times. We have attitudes. We get in our moods. We want to do this. We want to do that. We don't want to follow orders. We just want to be who we are and be in control. So sometimes it's real hard to love one another, to work on that horizontal relationship of the cross. But Jesus did not give us an option where that was concerned, because that passage of Scripture, John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give you. Not I'm asking you, not I'm requesting of you, but a new commandment I give you. So that means I'm telling you in this instance what to do, that you love one another just as I have loved you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. So if we are to follow that commandment, that means when somebody hurts us, we don't just get to kick them to the curb. And yes, Lord, I know you are talking to me. Because, see, I, in my not-too-recent past, if we're just going to have a transparent moment, would be like, okay, you did what? I'm done. Click, bam, boom, I'm out. But the Lord is telling us that we don't just get to throw people away because they hurt us. Now, that doesn't mean we have to be foolish and keep them in our inner circles either, but we don't get to stop loving them. We don't get to stop praying for them. We don't get to stop caring for them because they made foolish mistakes. We just have to choose to do it in a way that is wiser, that shows that we are using the wisdom of God in loving each other as Christ loved us. So we have to make sure that as we are walking out this holy week and every week, that we are following the commands of Jesus, that we love one another as he loved us. So we have to make sure, and if you go through and you read John 13, 1 through 38, we don't have time to read the whole thing, but we see that love of God manifesting, the love of Jesus manifesting, knowing that Judas was getting ready to betray him, knowing that he was going to be tortured, beaten, bruised for our iniquities, knowing that his life was going to have to be turned over so that we could be returned to that relationship with God, but also knowing that on the third day he was going to rise and walk out of that tomb and show himself to be the Son of God. But yet he chose to suffer for us. And we don't even want to spend five minutes in prayer for one another, just pressing in. We don't want to spend a half an hour reading our Bible and getting to know the love of Jesus so that we can love one another properly. We don't want to make a sacrifice of time to get to spend so that we can know that the I am that I am is love and that he's called himself to be Lord of our lives. But look at the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. And are we really too busy to spend some time in prayer just to say thank you on this Holy Thursday? Just to say, Lord, we love you because we know in 3 days, aha, that you will have gotten up and restored us to that relationship. Are we really that selfish that we can't apply the commandment that we were given in John 13 and 34? A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. See, God wants us to get this thing about loving each other. And during Holy Week is no better time to understand it, because this is the time that we know that Jesus sacrificed the greatest gift of all, that he became the blood sacrifice for us because of the love that he had towards us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Are we going to be so selfish as not to love each other as he's requested in this scripture? Or are we going to press in past what we feel, past how our emotions are doing? Are we going to press in and choose to love each other the way God loved us, the way Jesus loved us, as he commanded? This is also the time where they celebrated Holy Communion and the washing of the feet. And Jesus did something as fully God that nobody could have possibly expected. He washed the feet of his disciples, of those who were there to serve him. And they tried to rebuke him for it. But he had to explain to them, see, I'm here to serve you. This is my last act of true service to you before I have to go suffer this thing. And he washed their feet. How many of us would have thought to wash the feet of those who are supposed to be in service to us? Or we expect people to serve us and to do for us. But how many of us would really be willing to humble ourselves the way that Jesus humbled himself in the washing of the feet? How many? Honestly. So we have to really look at what Jesus did during this time. They took the Holy Communion. He washed their feet. He washed their feet. Jesus washed the feet of the disciples in John chapter 13, teaching them to be servants. It is the ultimate showing of servant leadership. Jesus instructed his followers to love and serve. The ultimate showing of his servant leadership by washing the feet of the people who served him. He wanted us to understand that it's not about us. It's not about who we are and what titles we carry, but it's about serving and submitting to one another and loving one another the way he loved us. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus left us with the commandment that we love one another as he loved us. And he showed that love, that servanthood, that submission by washing the feet of his disciples. He humbled himself in a manner that he didn't have to because he was fully God. He didn't have to. He could have been like, nah, I'm up out of here. Y'all crazy. Y'all ain't even doing what I said while I'm here. Why would I give myself up to the cross if y'all can't even get it together while I'm with you? He had that right. But instead, what did he do? He had the Last Supper. He gave us the new commandment. He washed the feet of his disciples to show what servanthood looked like, what servant leadership looks like. And then he prepared himself to go to the cross. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And all he asked us to do was love one another as he has loved us. He didn't ask us to join him on the cross. He didn't even ask us to be pierced or bruised for our own iniquity. He simply commanded us to love one another as he loves us. He didn't go unreasonable. He did what was unreasonable for us by going to the cross so that we could be returned to right relationship. He didn't ask us to do what was unreasonable. He did the unthinkable, the unfathomable, so that we could be returned to that relationship with God. Because who would have thought to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to let them nail me to a cross. I'm going to let them to put spikes in my side. I'm going to let them put this crown of thorns on my head so that I can bleed for them. That's not logical, but that is the supernatural love of God manifesting itself for us, showing us how much he cares. I am love. I am that I am has shown us by his sacrifice of his son, by Jesus choosing to sacrifice himself, that I am love. I am that I am Will you allow him to be the I am of your life by following the command he gave in John 13:34? A new command I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Also, you are to love one another. I don't know about you, but that's the least that I can do, is to love my brothers and sisters in Christ and to love those who are not yet in the kingdom. I leave you with John 13:34, a new command I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for that on-time message on this holy week. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your awesomeness. We thank you, Lord, that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, we thank you that you are love. And we glorify you, Father, for this message that have come before us and that you have poured into us through this wonderful woman of God. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you pour back into her blessings on top of blessings, Lord God. Overflow her cup, Lord God, till it runs over, Lord God. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you, that you bestow her, Lord God, with your many blessings and your love, your peace, and your joy. Thank you, Father, that you will rain on her like never before, her and her son, Father, and all those that concerns her. Lord God, I thank you right now for your word, Lord God, when you told us to live in love, to love one another. We thank you, Lord, that love is not puffed up, it's patient, it's kind, and we thank you, Father God, it's you told us that it rejoices in the truth, it believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And Father God, we ask that the Spirit of the living God rule, reign, and abide within us, Father, that we will love according to your will. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this call. We ask that you bless their going out, bless their coming in, strengthen them, Lord God, in every area of their lives. We thank you, Father God, that we're calling forth healing to those who are going through challenges with their health. We call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them will prosper, and we expect the miracles, signs, and wonders to take place in their lives. We glorify you, Father, because you watch over your word to perform it. Lord God, we lift up the bereaved family. Families all over the world, Lord God. We ask that you bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and her family, Lord God, and the Wiggins and Peters family, the Peterson family, Lord God, the Glendora Romans family and Anna Marie's family, and D. Lee's family, Lord God, we ask that you strengthen them and you empower them like never before, and we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We glorify you, Father God, as we meditate on your word day and night, and we know that we'll be like trees planted by rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in this season, because, Lord, we thank you that you're watching over your word to perform it. We call these things and the blessings of all the things that you're doing in artist life. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, share this message with somebody today, because I tell you, it is a powerful message, and Jesus is love. Hallelujah. So that playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. Again, tomorrow, Good Friday, we will be partaking in the Lord's Supper. So get your elements together. We'll be doing communion during the first half of the call, and we're expecting to see God do a mighty work in each and every one of us. I thank you again, Minister Psalmist Ruth, for allowing God to use you this morning, singing unto the glory of God this morning. And thank you. Pray the heavens down, Minister Keisha Lee, for all that you do, seating and greeting and starting this call off with a powerful prayer. And Prophet Kai, again, I can't say thank you enough for all the messages you have brought in the series I Am, especially today. I Am Love. We love and appreciate you. Would you please come and close us out with the benediction?
And, of course, we want to thank our beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General, Minister Brenda Terrell, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for allowing us to come into your presence yet again for such a time as this, on this Holy Thursday. Lord, we ask that as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, you continue to show us love and to allow us to show love to one another. Lord, we want to glorify you in all that we do, say, or think. We love you, we magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.